Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've been following the story about Hamas and giving up some form of political power in Gaza. What does this actually mean? Is this a strategically brilliant move? Is this a capitulation? What is going on here? Professor Kobi Michael, a senior researcher at INSS and MakeGov Institute, joins us this morning trying to unpack this. Professor, welcome and thank you for joining us. It's very, very... It's fascinating to watch and to try and understand the strategy behind this move. Can you give us a sense of what could be playing out here?
Good morning. I think that eventually it is not so complicated. This is a sort of a very simple deception that Hamas tries to do, a facade. All the change or all the dissolution of the so-called emergency government that they have is the resigning of the prime minister of this emergency government, Mohamed El-Farah, where all the 40,000 or something like that of other employees, be it ministers or head of municipalities or other officials in all the the branches of this government will remain in place. They are not going to leave, they are not going to be replaced, and all of them are affiliated with Hamas. And of course, Hamas remains with its military wing. So eventually, it doesn't matter who will be appointed as the new prime minister, or it even doesn't matter if the NCAG, the technocratic government, will enter the Gaza Strip and officially will take responsibility over the civilian authorities. At the end of the days, all the officials are going to be Hamas officials, and Hamas continues insisting that they will remain in their positions, and Hamas will remain in the Gaza Strip with its military capacities. And eventually, this is Hezbollah model, because, as I said, it doesn't matter which civilian entity is going to be there. As long as Hamas remains there with its military capacities, then Hamas will dictate what this civilian entity will be able to do and what it will not be able to do.
So what does Hamas, why would they then have made this move? Why was it important for them to do this?
Because there is a huge pressure on Hamas with regard to the dissolution, the disarmament. And when Maldanov, the head of the one who is responsible behalf of the Board of Peace to the realization of the 20-point plan, says that Hamas breaches the agreement, and says that there is no other option but the option of the IDF that will enter the Gaza Strip and will dismantle Hamas. And when he says that Hamas must obey and must dismantle itself, and the situation in the Gaza Strip continues to be complicated, and we are in a very hot summer, and the humanitarian situation is not so easy, and the IDF continues to hold, I would say, more than 60% of the territory of the entire Gaza Strip, and continues retaliating very aggressively on the breaches of Hamas of the agreement, and each breach or each violation of Hamas is responded or retaliated by targeted killing of their operatives, and by by destroying their facilities there, then they pay to ease the pressure on them. And they come with this idea. By the way, this is not an original idea that was made by Hamas. We see here the hands of Turkey and Qatar that, of course, support Hamas, and they do not want, both of them, that Hamas would be disarmed, because they want to keep Hamas as an effective and active and influential political player in the Palestinian arena. And in their eyes, Hamas even should replace the Palestinian Authority. Hamas should replace Fatah, okay? So they came with this idea. They began by other ideas to distinguish between heavy weapon and light weapon, and to go to a gradual process. And then they distinguish and between the idea of the disarmament and the idea that Hamas will lay down its weapon. Okay, they try to be very creative and to come with some ideas that will enable Hamas to bypass all the restrictions that are there in the 20 points plan. But eventually, I think that Israel will not accept it, and I hope that the Americans, mainly President Trump, will not accept it. Otherwise, Israel will find itself very quickly in another collision with the American administration, because Israel will not accept it.
So you've kind of answered my question, but I've been trying to figure out where the decisions are made. Is Hamas strong enough to make its own decisions? Does it come from within Gaza, external, or is it, as you've mentioned, maybe Turkey and Iran?
Look, this is a sort of I would say a conglomerate. You know, when we are talking about Hamas, we are talking about Turkey and Qatar. We have to remember that the political leadership of Hamas is hosted by the Qatarians in Doha, and the military leadership of Hamas is hosted by the Turks in Ankara and Istanbul. And just recently, the Israeli General Security Services, published about the activities of the military leadership from Turkey with regard to the terror infrastructure of Hamas in the West Bank. And everything is done under the open eye or the closed eye of the Turks. It means that the Turks facilitate or enable the military operatives of Hamas to do whatever they want to do in Turkey and from Turkey. So we are talking about I would say a combination of Muslim Brotherhood supporters and Muslim Brotherhood by themselves, because Erdogan and his party, the AKP, is the Turkish version of the Muslim Brotherhood. Qatar is the biggest supporter and provider of the Muslim Brotherhood in the entire world, and of course the biggest provider and supporter of Hamas. And Hamas is the Palestinian version of the Muslim Brotherhood, so they want to keep the Muslim Brotherhood in power. And this is also a tool in the apparatus of the Turks that intend to hegemonize the broader Middle East, and not only when it comes to the Gaza Strip. We see it in Syria. Now they try also to be involved in Lebanon. We see what they do in Libya. We see what they do in East Africa, and we see what they do vis-à-vis Israel. Okay, all of the very inflammatory speeches of Erdogan and the others. In Turkey, with regard to Israel. And in this regard, Hamas and the Gaza Strip are another tool or tools in the apparatus of the Turks.
That's where we do need to leave it. Very, very interesting, and it will be no doubt will be fascinating to watch how this plays out. Professor Kobi Michael, senior researcher at the INSS and Misgov Institute.